Today we are going to be talking about injuries. Exciting. Fun facts, like, so we have like I don't remember like probably me being like one and falling down the stairs, because that probably happened because I'm such a klutz, but I won't remember that, so I want to say the injuries, which are quite significant, like me breaking a bone or something, because that's more significant in my life. We're gonna start from when I, we're gonna do this in chronological order. Wow, big words. Chronological means, if you don't know, you weren't paying attention to your English lessons, but that's fine. chronological means like in the correct time line, basically, in chronological order. So to start from the first injury, which is quite big, it was like I was getting a fruit basket, because in primary school we had these like fruit baskets to eat. I don't know why they still do that, why they don't still do those, because we got given these like little raisin packets and stuff. That was really cool. I'm gonna do a different podcast about primary school, because that's a different topic, but we've got, well, this one's about injuries. So I was getting a fruit bowl. I was taking it out to the kids so people could eat fruit and stuff, but yeah. And I was taking out the door. You gotta know that I was in reception, so I was very small. And I came out with my little fruit bowl, and I wasn't paying attention. And these doors have little stumps on them, like the door, so the door could shut properly, had like a little raised bit, so, and then it had a drop after it, like a very small drop or a drop. But I was taking my fruit bowl out and I tripped over the little, like, I don't know how to explain it, but on like doors sometimes they have a little like thing so the doors don't draft or anything. But I had that, and I tripped on it and landed face first, and my fruit bowl went everywhere, and just catastrophe, basically. I just remember like crying, and that's all I remember. And then I had to go to the hospital. I don't know when I went to the hospital, but I went to the hospital eventually. I don't know. But yeah, I eventually went to the hospital. And in the hospital, they put me up in bandages, a bunch of bandages. And they were like, okay, we're gonna make you have not amnesia, but you know, like they make you fall asleep, basically, because they were gonna put like if you break your nose, it's all twisted, they could put like a metal rod up your nose or something. So I went there and I was like, I tried to like, they were like, okay, we're gonna put you up in bandages. I was in all of the hospital gear. I was like, you know, in movies how they have like those dressing gowns. I was in a dress, one of those like weird dresses, but I had bandages up. They put like this weird cream on my arms, I think it was numbing cream, and they put me in bandages, and they were like ready for me to go. But then they were like, this doctor came in, I think it was a nurse, and they were like, I remember this quite vividly, I don't know why, but this doctor came in and was like, okay, so we've decided that we aren't going to do the surgery because she's a child. mispronoun myself, but they're because your child is a child, and their nose will grow and fix, so I didn't have to. The cereal at the hospital was awful. Anyways, so I got to go home, but that, okay, the thing is, when I went to the doctor's, I missed out on I nearly missed out on a trip, like a school trip, and because I got let out, I could go to the thing. So I came to school in the middle of summer in pajamas and was like, I'm coming on the trip with you, or something like that, I think. And then when I got to school, right, I had to put on, I put on from Lost and Found, I put on a wonderful old someone else's like summer dress, you know, those like summer dresses the girls would wear in primary school when as soon as the sun came out. But I had to put on one of those, and well, these were my pajamas, so I was just boiling the whole day. And when someone from my primary school recalls, they go to my secondary school now, but they recall thinking I had like plastic surgery and a plastic nose. So they thought I had a plastic nose forever, and they were like, they were touching my nose and like twisting it. And because my young self thought I had a twisty nose now because I broke it. But anyways, I went on this trip and it was fun. We went to the zoo. Yeah, that concludes me breaking a nose as a child. That's another injury I've had. I think I fell over in like year one. Yeah, but I don't remember much of that. I probably fell over many, many times. I'm trying to think. What's another injury? There's one from year six, I remember. I think it was year six. But we're trying to do it in chronological order here. Let's just do the one in year six, because I don't know. Year six is grade, I don't know which grade it is, but second to last year of second to last year of the one before middle school, I think. I'm probably wrong about that, but it don't matter. No, because year six is middle school. No, year six is the first year of middle school. I don't know American years, I'm sorry. But, okay, year six. I don't know years. Anyways, year six. British year six. Google it or something if you don't know what year that is. Year six. As I said, I think I've said about this, but I go to a Roman Catholic school. Posh Tory. Sorry. Anyways. I went to a Catholic school and we had to go to church every month, every week, I don't know. But we went to church every now and then. And this church had bad steps. I still have to go to this church in my new school. But we don't talk about that. It's COVID now, so I haven't had to go to church for about like a year or two. But yeah, we had this mass and everything. We were exiting mass, and as I was going out, I tried to fly off the church. This is how I always start the story. I always go, oh, once I tried to fly off the church. That sounds really bad, but I'm an angel. I saw a joke in my mouth, always says that sometimes, but I'm an angel. Anyways, I don't know where that's from, but yeah. What happened was I fell off these steps and nearly face planted on the floor, but I didn't, because my teacher said, good thing you didn't face plant on the floor, because that would have been Anyways, I landed on my hands because I tried to catch myself. I think it was one hand than the other, and I cried a bit. And then I went back to school, and I got an ice pack for, like, the whole day. And the whole day I had an ice pack on my hand. And, I was just like, had a high, and this ice pack would numb this pain so much, like, that I couldn't feel my hand the whole day. And then when I left, okay, when it was the end of the school, I had to put it back in the freezer, because, like, ice packs, dumb, they put them in the freezer, and it's like, oh, just go get an ice pack from the freezer. Anyways, I had to put it back in the freezer, and when I came back, as soon as I, like, exited school and went to my mum, I went to her and then hugged her and started crying, like, bawling my eyes out, because the pain of, like, the ice pack was now gone. But, yeah. The pain had, like, now, like, the numbing of the ice pack had gone now, so we went to, like, a local, it is a hospital, but what's it called? It's not, like, the big hospitals, it's, like, just a hospital. So we went to one of those, we waited, and we got seen, and they, like, did an x-ray and stuff. It's like, go to the big hospital. So we had to go to the big hospital, I think, and they put, like, a cast on my hand, because I had hurt a bone in my thumb. So, oh, I went to the GP, I think. I think that's what it is. But I don't know. But I had to go to the GP, and they had a look at my hand, and they're like, oh, we think you might have hurt a bone that we can't actually see through the x-rays, so we're just going to put a cast on it anyway. So I had a cast for a bit, and after a cast, I had, like, a splint. And then, yeah, so that was my broken hand. Probably have the cast somewhere, it's probably rotting somewhere, but anyways. Are there any other injuries? This is not an injury, but this is something quite recent, like, about myself, so I had to go because I have a tic disorder. Wow! It's early in the morning, so I'm not ticking that much, but yeah, I have Tourette's, and when I had to get it diagnosed, I had to go to GP because of COVID, right? They had to, they put me in, like, a online thing. My mum had to chase it up, but, like, they put me through, like, it was a Zoom call, but it wasn't Zoom. It was really cool. Anyways, I had to talk to them about it, and they're like, no, you can go to the Children's Hospital. Many, many months later, I had to go to Children's Hospital, got a diagnosis, thankfully. And, yeah, I was quite lucky, because I didn't have to go through that much to get the diagnosis, because I don't have anything else wrong. I say I don't have much wrong with me, but I do, but we don't talk about that. But yeah, that's another, not injury, but, like, thing with hospitals. So anything else? Oh, okay, I'm gonna talk about, like, jabs and, like, needles. So if you're squeamish about that, I would click off now. So if you don't like injections or needles, don't continue watching. Listening. It's not a video. Okay, it's a podcast, not a video. Okay, anyways. So, first time you have to get, well, this is when you're older. The only time I remember getting a jab when I was little is I had to get a jab or something, and I cried. It hurt so bad. And I had, my mum was like, okay, let's get home, you can have some Smarties, and we rode on our bike home, and I got to eat these Smarties, and that's a very vivid memory of mine. Wow! Oh, hello, tic disorder, have you decided to waken up now? Oh, good morning, sorry. But, yeah, there's... Oh, okay, sorry, a blur. I completely forgot where I was going. Anyways, so you have to get a jab in year 8. And I was so ready for this jab. I was like, some of the girls were crying because people were just scared. And I was like, I can do this. And I was like running around having the time of my life waiting for like these jabs. I was running around the room where we had to wait. And then testing my heart pulse with like an app I got, which can like test, like see my heartbeat and stuff. So I was just testing how much my heart was beating. And then when I was ready, right, when they were ready for me, I went through and I got my jab. It hurt a bit. I had to do it. They tell you to flap like a chicken, and it's like, you know, the feeling of injections. But yeah, I went back to my French lesson, had to learn French, and I had a music lesson, which I had to go to, and I stood up, and, like, my head, like, felt dizzy and stuff, so I grabbed my water, took a drink, and the last thing I heard was, like, oh, wait, quit, like, trigger warning for fainting. I don't know if it's a trigger, but, like, fainting is, I'm gonna talk about me fainting in this injection thing, but, just a heads up, because I know how it can be, anyways, moving on, I stood up and I took a sip of this water bottle. That day I decided to pick the biggest water bottle. It was like a litre and a bit. It was very big for like, yeah, and I fainted and I spilt it all over the person, the girl next to me. Same girl who thought I had a plastic nose. But I want to call her Macy. Yeah, Macy. So I spilt all of this water all over Macy. And it went everywhere. But I just fainted on the floor. So when I woke up, my head hurt and stuff. I thankfully didn't like whack anything, but I fainted on the desk and like that was water all over me. And when I like woke up, people were like going out the room and stuff, gone to ICU and stuff, and like they all got to go to ICU, and I went home eventually because it was scary. I nearly had a panic attack because it was just all overwhelming. But yeah, and then most recent time I had a jab, this is the second one, and then I have another one like when I'm quite a bit older, but the next time I also fainted. But it was weird because they had to go to this like town hall or something, and they did it, and then I was like, okay, can I just leave now, because I just wanted to do it and leave. And they're like, can you sit down a bit, your face has gotten a bit pale. I was like, do you want to lie down? And I was waving at one of my friends, bless him so much, because he probably just saw me just like completely dead and a ghost. I'm just waving at him, smiling like, hi, this is normal. But I had like passed out, and like I had like what had I done? I had like, I was really white, and they got me to lie on the floor and just like put my feet, and I could like see people getting their jabs. There was another one of my friends just getting their jab while I was like on the floor. Good thing I didn't like decide to wear a skirt that day. I don't like wearing skirts. Sometimes I do, but it depends on the mood. It just makes me feel dysphoric, but yeah. And right, I have to like, I just blanked out, sorry. They made me sit on the floor, and I had to call my mum while I was on the floor, like, Mum, I'm currently on the floor, it's gonna take a few seconds for me to come out, because apparently I fainted when I haven't. But yeah, I just want to leave. So they made me just sit on the floor for quite a bit, and yeah. Ooh, I also, okay, this is nearly the end of this, but Well, not nearly, but I'm going to talk about fainting for a bit. So I feel a bit squeamish about that. Just don't. I'm guessing you faked off by now, but yeah. You know when you stand up too fast and there's like black dots and stuff? I'm surprised they didn't ask me about this stuff when I, because it's like a thing with like it's like a medical thing, and it connects with ticks. So I might have it, but I doubt it. Anyways, when they stand up too fast, you get like black dots, and it's that like feeling of fainting. That happens to me. It's weird. I'm now more familiar with it than I was the first time I fainted, so that's nice. Any other quite prominent things of injuries? I completely bypassed the chronological order thing, but that's fine. Any more injuries I've had? I feel like I should write this down before I start talking. But the whole point is I'm rambling, and then it's not. The whole point of this podcast is that I can ramble on without worrying, so I don't need to jot anything down before starting, except from what I'm talking about. Injuries. I can't think of any more, like, very prominent injuries I've had. So, I guess that's it for today's podcast, because I've all chatted on. I finished chatting on about things, I guess. So, goodbye, and I'll see you next time. If you have any subjects you want me to chat on about, I'd be happy to. Goodbye!